From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of studies in Psalm 119. The subject of that psalm is the Word of God. In this series, Dr. Cairns is focusing on verses 9 through 16 as he expounds the theme of living clean in an unclean world. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled A Wonderful Guarantee. The text is Isaiah 41, verse 10. I will strengthen thee. When called to serve or to suffer, we take stock of our strength, and we find it to be less than we thought and less than we need. But let not our hearts sink within us while we have such a word as this to fall back upon, for it guarantees us all that we can possibly need. God has strength omnipotent. That strength he can communicate to us, and his promise is that he will do so. He will be the food of our souls and the health of our hearts, and thus he will give us strength. There is no telling how much power God can put into a man. When divine strength comes, human weakness is no more a hindrance. Do we not remember seasons of labor and trial in which we received such special strength that we wondered at ourselves? In the midst of danger, we were calm. Under bereavement, we were resigned. In slander, we were self-contained. And in sickness, we were patient. The fact is that God gives unexpected strength when unusual trials come upon us. We rise out of our feeble selves. Cowards play the man. Foolish ones have wisdom given them. And the silent receive in the selfsame hour what they shall speak. My own weakness makes me shrink, but God's promise makes me brave. Lord, strengthen me according to thy word.
Thank you.
Now that the rush of the holiday season has subsided, we hope you have had time to reflect on the true significance of Christmas, God's unspeakable gift of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. To that end, Let the Bible Speak has been offering a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas. Written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer, The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding To Think About section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to continue to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us toll-free at 1-866-LTBS. That's 1-866-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. The response to this publication has been most enthusiastic, so we encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while our supply lasts. Because of the demand, we must limit the offer to 2 copies per request. Order yours today. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the 5th in a series of messages on the theme of living clean in an unclean world. The entire series is based on verses 9 through 16 from Psalm 119. This 5th message takes verse 13 as its text, With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Entitled Sound Speech That Cannot Be Condemned, this message began by focusing on the concern for sound speech. For a man's speech is a clear indication of his true spiritual condition. Next, Dr. Cairns described the content of sound speech. The text provides us with a connection between my lips and God's mouth. In other words, what we say must be governed by what God says in His Word. This world is in desperate need of a word of encouragement, and only those who know Christ as their Savior can give that word. God's people need to be prepared to give the message of God's salvation to the lost. For that, we need not only a knowledge of the Scriptures, but also the courage and conviction to give forth the message. That conviction comes from a total allegiance to the Word of God, recognizing that it alone is God's authority. It is not up to us to be original, but to be faithful. And now to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
What is lacking in the church today, and it has lacked in the church through the centuries, is a ministry of encouragement, a word to him that is weary. You know, we live in a busy world. We've all got a lot to do, a lot to engage our minds, things that are important. We've all got our own homes, our own families, our own this, our own that, our own the other thing. We have all got our own troubles. We tend to pass people who are in great weariness. We hardly even notice. A word of encouragement. A word for the weary. Now, a couple of things that's going to need. It's going to need, first of all, that you know the word. Second, it's going to need that you have the interest. Just to come alongside with a word from God. A word you've learned from God. When Andrew Bonner, Horatius Bonner, and Robert Murray McShane and those other young preachers in the Free Church of Scotland, well, it was actually the Church of Scotland first, before the 1843 disruption, when they would meet together, or when they would be out of a morning, they would walk and they would meet each other. As they reached out their hand to shake hands, their greeting was, "What new thing have you learned of the Lord today?" Man, that would put a whole lot of us in a tight spot, wouldn't it? What new thing have you learned of the Lord in the last 5 years? Might put some people in a tight spot. But these were men of gigantic intellect, men of immense learning. But none of that mattered compared to this. These were men of one book, men who got up in the morning to get alone with God, men who were crying, "Lord, waken my ear. Lord, speak to me. Lord, show me your word. Give me your word. Let me take time in your word." And with that, they went out to face the world. You wonder what's wrong with your witness and work. You've no power. You've no courage. You've no anything worth talking about. You wonder what's wrong when you're out there to face the world and you haven't been alone with God, you've not met with God, you've not studied his word, you've not got it into your heart. Can you be greater than Christ himself? He says, "I ask the Lord, waken me morning by morning. Waken my ear and teach me. Teach me that I may learn and have a word in season." Now, here's the word that people need to hear. We're going to have to declare this word. To declare it for salvation. I'm amazed at the number of people who work with Christians and they never hear the way of salvation from them. When I went out into the workplace and started witnessing for Christ, I found there were other Christians in the office, but nobody ever knew it. They had never said a word. I worked with a Roman Catholic girl. She had at least two other Christians in that office. Not one of them had ever spoken to her one single syllable about the way of eternal life. My secretary was an Episcopalian girl in church every Sabbath day, three times every Sunday. She'd never once heard a gospel message. Never once. Two Christians in that office. Her immediate boss was a Christian. Never heard one word of the way of salvation. We must declare God's word for salvation. Learn the scriptures. Learn what the Bible says. I remember as a young man getting my hands on R.A. Torrey's book, How to Work for Christ. And just going through that and memorizing This is what the Bible says. When I meet a person who has this excuse or the other excuse or this way of life or the other way of life or this belief or the other belief, well, what does the Bible have to say? Studying that, learning that, praying over that. God, make this useful in my life, in my service, in my witness. Being able to declare God's word for salvation. And being able to declare God's word for the standards of both private and public morality. Because there's no situation in life to which the Bible does not apply. So here's our concern. Sound speech. And here's the content. The judgments of God's mouth. And I'm going to finish by saying then, is the idea necessary to this text of courage or courageous conviction associated with sound speech? You see, when it says it can't be condemned, it doesn't say it won't be condemned. In other words, he's saying it's not worthy to be condemned. If you say what's right, if you give the judgments of God's mouth and your speech is sound, certainly God will not condemn it, but you'll find the world very often will hate it. Remember when Ezekiel got the call of God? Ezekiel 2 verse 7, the Lord said, "Thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious." And I said, look, your job, Ezekiel, is to speak my words. If they want to hear them, good. If they don't want to hear them, you still speak my words. In other words, we've got to have convictions and the courage of those convictions. If the word has been hid in your heart, if you've been taught of God, then you're going to have convictions. You see it in our text. These are the judgments of thy mouth. His conviction was the divine inspiration of God's word. This is a basic conviction. When we take this book, unless we are absolutely convinced this is God's word, this is not just a religious book. It's not one of the holy books of the great world religions. This is God's word. Unless we have that conviction, we will certainly not be good witnesses for Christ. It's the divine inspiration of the word. In that word, the judgments of thy mouth, there's the idea of the absolute authority of God's word. I believe this word for my own salvation. I believe this word for the standards it sets for my life. I believe this word in what it says about the church. I believe this word in what it says about the nation. Doesn't matter what the Supreme Court has just ruled. Doesn't matter what Congress has just passed. It doesn't matter what society is now permitting. What are the judgments of God's mouth? There must be an absolute conviction of the authority of God's word. And with that, of course, there must be a personal allegiance to God's word. One of the worst things that can happen is for somebody who gets up and says, this is what the Bible says, and then he goes and does the very opposite himself. We've all met people like that. They can give you what the Bible says, and they'll say, oh, yes, that's right. But they do the very opposite themselves. They talk about morality, but they live immorally. They talk about truth, but they are liars. They talk about honesty, but they're thieves. No, if we're going to have convictions, the conviction has got to come home to our own heart. There's a total personal allegiance to this word. I believe God as he's revealed in that Bible. I'm tired of hearing people saying, well, I think God this, I conceive God the other way. Look, your conception of God is idolatry, and so is mine, unless it is what that Bible says. That's all. That's all. I believe God as he's revealed in that Bible. I believe the Christ that is revealed in that Bible. I believe the gospel that's revealed in that Bible. I believe in the morality that's revealed in that Bible. I believe in the standards of personal, private, and public morality that's taught in that Bible. Total allegiance to God's word. Now you get those convictions. the inspiration of the Word, the authority of the Word, and personal allegiance to the Word. And then you'll get the courage of those convictions. The psalmist had the courage of the phrase, he said, I declared. And the word could be, I declared or I will declare. I'm going to declare. This is a total commitment. In other words, you kneel your colors to the mast. You kneel your colors to the mast. When you go out into the world, you're going to take your stand for the truth of God. You're going to speak God's word. You are not going to be intimidated by man. We need a race of Christians who have such a fear of God that they will never fear the face of man. Our fear of man overcomes us when we lose the fear of God. So we take our stand. But it's more than just taking a stand. We have found the value of this word. Every Christian has proved this Bible. We have found its value. We know its power. And therefore we've got to tell it. Do you remember in 2 Kings 7, you have the story of the four leprous men outside the besieged city of Samaria. There was famine in the city. The people were dying of hunger. These four lepers said, look, we're going to die. We're going to die. Even if we could get into the city, we would die in there. We're outside. We'll go out to the besieging army, the Syrians, and we'll see, will they give us something to eat? And if they kill us, well, we're going to die anyway. When they got there, they found that the Lord had been there before them, and in fulfillment of the prophecy that had been made and the king had scorned it, or his lieutenant had scorned it, the army had been scattered. They'd been taken in a sudden fright. They had run. They had left everything as it stood. Their tents were there. Their provisions were there, and they were scampering for their lives. So when these four lepers entered in, they thought they'd died and gone to heaven. They were starving. Here was food. What did they do? Well, they did what you'd have done. They sat down and they filled their belly. They were having a great time. And then this is what they said. We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings. And we hold our peace. There's a starving city there. There's food here. We have discovered the good news. We have tasted it ourselves. We understand the provision. And yet here we are, and we're saying nothing. We do not well. I think that could be said of many a Christian. We have found, we have tasted, we have seen that the Lord is good. We have felt the power of the Word. We have known its grace. We cannot be silent. We know that this Bible meets every need. We know that's the answer to the guilt that racks many consciences. We know it's the answer to the turmoil that's in many homes. We know that the Bible has the answer. In other words, we have heaven's light in the midst of the world's darkness. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Not just I am the light of the world, but you are the light of the world. You're God's light in a dark world. He says, a city that's set in a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick that it might give forth light. It gives light to all that are in the house. Then he said this, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You've got the light of God. Don't hide it.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.